Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. Calling.
Kilo, Victor, 4, X-ray, Zulu, connected to W4VA.
Guns, K1HTV, your deviation is way down. You had to crank up the audio. K1HTV is standing by.
Roger, how's this? Over.
Better, but you're weaker than the ID.
Well, I'm having technical difficulties here. Can someone else run the net tonight, please? This is AK4GG.
Sure, I'll pick it up in 790D. Standby one. Anyway, repeating, QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is N79BV, activated Fox Amateur Radio Association General Service Net. This net is held every Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on this W4BA repeater, which is located in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fox Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 hertz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as radio hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information regarding amateur radio related to amateur radio activities. What is today? Wednesday. Club meeting tomorrow evening, 7:15 p.m. live or via WebEx. Get the information for the WebEx off our webpage, on the homepage there, on the schedule. Testing session coming up on the 17th down in Stafford. I believe at the public library. Maybe it's at the, I never can remember where it is. It's, well, it's actually run by the VE Pseudo Club. That Kate Gilliam, K4TER. Well, I haven't had a call for so long, I can't even remember now. Anyway, they're running that. And then, of course, the next major activity we have coming up is the Cold War Memorial Special Event Station that we are running on October 1st and 2nd. John, AK4GG, will have some more detailed information on that tomorrow evening at the club meeting. And we'll also be doing some planning and committing to assignments and whatnot on that tomorrow night. Okay. Lacking a specific discussion topic tonight, except, I guess, just testing and studying and whatnot in general. If anybody has any interesting experience in their road to licensing for amateur radio, that would be interesting to hear. But for now, let's go ahead and take check-ins for the net. Rich, I heard you on there, so I'll go ahead and put you on K1HTV. And with that, any other check-ins, please call in 7IBV now.
K3FR, no comment.
Here's Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
W4RKU.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Yankee X-ray, no comment.
KM4SPL.
WP7RAV, in and out.
Okay, that gives us K1HTV, of course, K3FR. With no comment, say K4GG, I'm going to log you in. I'm not sure if that was you or not. It was somebody that keyed in, and I could just barely hear some voice, and so I don't know if that was you, John. KM4ZHKL, W4RKU, Kevin. KM4WYX, Matt, thanks for checking in. KM4SPL, Bob. And WB7RAV, Randy, also no comments. Any other check-ins? Go ahead.
KO4, November Mike Charlie Mobile, no comment.
Okay, picked up KO4NMC, Alan, thanks for checking in. KO4BNZ, Chuck, and whoever that is, it sounds like there's something wrong with your microphone or something. Your audio is popping in and out as though it's only making a contact periodically, so see what you can do on that. Meanwhile, we'll go ahead and start with Rich on as far as a round of comments and discussions on what you've been up to this week. And so K1HTV and 7IBV, go ahead.
Hey,
Brad, at 7IBB in the net, K1HTV. Good evening to all. The station trying to break in is Rob, W4VFW. He finally got a new microphone, but I think the gain is so high that he's probably chopping out of the repeater because he's over-deviating. So, Rob, if you're hearing this, back off a little bit from the microphone, and you may want to try checking in with him, Brad, after me, just to see if that's, that is. I know it's Rob, but you're down in Irwin, Tennessee, by Echolink. Also, I heard Matt used to be up in this area, KV4 X-Ray Zulu, down in Texas, checked in by Echolink. At least I heard his call, so he's probably listening as he's dining. As far as activities with the solar flux in the 125-130 range, that's good, but the K index has been pretty high the past week. It's dropping down now, but all of the great paths over the North Pole have pretty much not completely dried up, but in order to get to the Asian stations, you got to swing the beam to the west. There's a skewed path. Like in the morning, I can hear JA stations on 40 and 30, but I'm sure they're coming by a more of a westerly path around the auroral zone. It's on 6 meters, looking for a TO7GJ, SW7GJ, operating from Mayotte on 6 meter moon bounce. I've been listening for him, not hearing anything. It's kind of a tough with a single Yagi, even though it's a big Yagi, seven elements. I've not heard anything from him yet. Maybe tomorrow. I am hearing some meteor pings on 6 meters from others calling him, but no decodes. As far as starting the road to licensing, my road to licensing started by learning the Morse code by whistling the code as I was reading the New Haven Register newspaper. I'd whistle or hum or just make sounds to and try to do as fast as I can, reading the letters and whistling them out to make Morse code. That's how I started learning Morse code, and that was a... The other part of it was just studying anything I could get my hand on. Found in the library. Back then we had libraries and library books and no internet, no nothing. Just back in the late 50s, I was able to find a couple handbooks, and old handbooks. I was able to read through those and learn and just ask a lot of questions. Anyway, it was a fun start to the career, and it's been fun all along, all my 64-plus years in ham radio. So that's about it from here. We'll see you guys. Hopefully make it over to the meeting tomorrow. It may be a little bit late. I've got Knights of Columbus dinner and meeting. Depending how long it runs, may be over there. Maybe a bit late. Back to you, Brad. This is K1HTV.
Okay, Rich. Thanks for that. Interesting about the newspaper whistling the Morse code there. That's a really smart way to learn it, actually. K3FR, thanks for checking in, Ron. Catch you later. KK4GG, if you get your problem solved, or are you out?
Presume I'm out. Thanks very much, Brad, for taking that. AK4GG clear.
Okay, well, you were fine there, but that's all right. KM4, well, no, I have to share a story about road to licensing. My son, youngest out of five kids, I've actually been trying to get him interested in getting his license for quite some time. And he finally got serious about it because he works for the National Park Service, and he's applying for some dispatcher positions, and he thought that would be a good thing to have on his resume, also just as far as learning communication skills and whatnot. So he's been studying, finally got himself ready, to take his tech test, and he told me that he was really, really studying hard and, you know, trying to memorize all the different versions and iterations of the standard power and voltage resistance and everything, formulas and whatnot. Well, anyway, he went in last night up someplace Frederick, Maryland area. And later on that evening, he sent me a text message, and he says, bad news, only got 25 out of 50 questions right. And I thought, there aren't 50 questions on the tech exam or on the general, which he was thinking he might give a shot for, because he felt really confident in the tech, and so I had told him, well, go ahead and take the general, you never know. Well, obviously there's 50 questions on the extra test, extra amateur extra class.
what he'd done is he, of course, had passed the technician test with flying colors. Then he took the general class test and passed that. And unfortunately, their BECs, their BEs up there feel like you're not supposed to tell people their scores, which is incorrect. But he overheard somebody say, it was almost a perfect score. And then he went ahead and took the extra class exam and he got 50% of it without having even prepped for it. And this is not a kid that's technical. He's not a techie guy at all. But obviously, he's got a brain on his shoulder. So anyway, got a new ham in the family. Don't know his call yet because he just passed the test last night. And looking forward to seeing how that goes. So, interesting story from test taking. And he did all this, I think, just on the, gosh, just on the technician study book guide. I'm not sure what else he was doing besides just looking at questions and taking mock tests. KM4OZH, Gil, what you up to tonight? Go ahead.
N7IVV, this is KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Brad, everybody on the net. Well, congratulations there, Brad, on your excellent job by your son there. So, I don't know whether he was teasing you. I guess he was going to tease you there from the get-go. But that's all good. It's all good. Well, let's see here. Okay, my big thing, September VHF contest coming up this weekend. And so for the first time in this year, I intend to run my whole route of activating 8 grid squares from FM, I know, that's Fox Nancy, 01-00 in Pennsylvania to down south around Louisa, Fox Mike 17 and 07 and everywhere in between. So that'll be, and hopefully I'll be able to get started on at 2 o'clock on Saturday. So if you hear me out there, please come back to me. And for the June contest, because of the price of fuel, I didn't run my whole route. And, of course, the January contest, the weather was bad, so I didn't run my whole route. But anyway, for the June contest, the raw scores put me at 253 points shy of high score in the Southeast region, which is 4 contacts. So we'll see what happens there, but I hope to fix that this time. So anyway, hope to hear everybody. This is about all I got for this evening. KM4OZH, back to net.
Okay, well, very good, Gil. Thanks for the reminder on the contest next week and next weekend.
This coming weekend, the 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I mean, I've got the website and I can look at it, but I just am so, I've got so many other things going on right now, I tend to not remember that, but, I'm assuming my son will have his call by then, so I'll have to prompt him to make a few calls and contacts and, get his feet wet. I'm actually going to go back up there. I had purchased a 2-meter rig, just a single band 2-meter rig, that I was going to use for packet. For APRS here and realized that it was still not completely computer controllable. It wasn't like it had a USB port and it was real easy to use, and then I got looking at some other stuff I had and it's like, well, that was a waste. I don't need that. I've got something else. Didn't bother to return it. You know, it's a brand new rig off from HRO, but lo and behold, I just gave it to my son here on Monday. He was down visiting before his test yesterday. And so I gave that to him. But now I think I'm going to go up there on the 18th and bequeath upon him my old Yaesu FTDX 1200. Help him get set up on HF. But in the meantime, we'll see if we can't get him with his handheld out wandering around on Sunday. Anyway, he has to work on Saturday and see if he makes some BHF contacts. W4RKU, Kevin, go ahead.
N7IVV. W4RKU. Good evening, Brad. Congratulations to your son passing his license, and I hope that's going to make you proud. You're better than me. I would have thought that he's your son. You might have taught him Ohm's law, so that wouldn't have been such a struggle. But be that as it may, just kidding. Finished putting up my antenna, replacing the antenna rotor on roof. That took some of Saturday and a lot of Sunday, and that wiped me out. But that's done. Everything looks nice. And things been working. Brad is anti-IVs, exploits and packets. Has got me into doing a little bit more of that right now. And I have a wedding coming up this weekend for my son. So after tomorrow night into Friday, I probably won't be doing much else Saturday through Monday. So that's going to keep me very busy. So that's all I have to say. Tonight, looking forward to seeing everyone tomorrow night.
Okay, well, fun. Congratulations on getting your son married off this weekend. I'm sure that that will be, it'll be fun. You'll be worn out, but it'll be fun nonetheless. And speaking of rotators and antennas and whatnot, this evening before the net, I was out on the back deck, and of course it was getting pretty dark, but still just enough light in the west that I could see. And I'm watching this big garden-type spider, orb weaver-type spider, working diligently to try and lash my beam down so that it can't turn, running a web from the end of the director element, the driven element, down 15 feet or better to the railing on my porch deck, my deck, and then back up and working that, and then I happened to glance over it, and there was another spider working on the reflector down to the roof, which was not quite as big of a jump, but I'll tell you, those spiders are just incredible. They can just go from wherever. Something tells me that my rotator will have enough torque to tear those cobwebs loose when I need to use it, though. Back down here now to KN4SPL. Bob, go ahead.
And 7IVV from KN4SPL. Good evening, Brad, and all on the net. Finally in the shack for once, working a little FT8. I really haven't been in the shack for almost a week. I need to pick back up in a good old hobby. But over the past few days at work, we've been doing a small demo job, and lo and behold, it was a northward grubbin testing facility. I think it was there. It was somewhere in Lorton off of Terminal Road. I think it's been there since the 70s, but they finally moved out and a new tenant's moving in, and I was able to be in there to do some of the demos, so I was able to get some, extract some LMR 400. It was four pieces of about a 50 foot a piece with end connectors on it. So I got some LMR 400 and some N female to N female bulkheads and some N to SMA female connectors. So it was a. Sometimes there's perks to being an electrician. So anyway. Not a whole lot to report, so this is KN4SPL back to net.
Okay, well, good job. Don't mean to embarrass you, but are you talking demolition, as in removing the old stuff?
That is correct. We were making the place safe electrically for the demo crew to move in, but I was able to extract the LMR 400. So yeah, back to you.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought you started out by talking about a demonstration. I'm going, now I'm confused. Okay, demolition. That's Northrop Grumman. They've been around for 100 years. I used to work for them a while back. It was kind of fun. It's always neat that you can say that I work for Northrop Grumman or I work for NASA or whatever, that's always fun. Doesn't matter what you did. The janitors can still say that I worked for Northrop Grumman or NASA. Anyway, well, that's fun. Chuck, KO4VNZ. Go ahead.
And 7IVV, this is KO4VNZ. Congratulations, Brad, on your son getting his ticket, general ticket. That's pretty good. Today, I mainly was inside because of the rain. I did get out and got my half-mile swim in that I do every day. But with the rain, I spent the whole day just studying the general license manual. I signed up with Katie to, take the test on the 17th. So I wanted to get that done because I wanted to have my general to be able to help out even more on the air with the Vint Hill Farm Station special event. That's about all for today. I'll remind everyone, if you haven't met Robert, K4GVH, that's the blind ham. I'm going to be bringing him to the club meeting tomorrow. This is KO4VNZ, back to Nat.
Okay, Chuck, thanks for that. Yeah, thanks for helping him out. Be good to have him. Let's see if we got W4VFW. I heard you come on Equilink earlier this evening and see if you get your problem solved there. So W4VFW and 7IBB, go ahead.
Thank you. I might have had a fix to this audio, but it's not perfect. And I've still got to work on it. I appreciate you picking me up. This is W4 Victor Fox Whiskey. My name is Rob. I'm in Irwin, Tennessee, which is smack dab in the middle of the Appalachians. And it's wonderful living here. I was at Vint Hill Farms 52 years ago. But when I got my license, it was very easy for me, because I was selected for the Army Security Agency, and they taught me the code, and I was a ditty bopper for 4 years, copying code all over the place, 2 years in Vietnam. So I had it easy. I passed 40 words per minute. At that point, you only had to go to class 1 hour a day, the first one, and you were free rest of the day. And I spent a year waiting for a clearance, being free at 9 o'clock every morning. Those were the good old days. Back to Net Control. Thank you for picking me up.
Okay, Rob, yeah, your audio is in good shape right now. So good copy on that. You mentioned Vietnam. My son's the son that I'm talking about here tonight, since I have a number of them. His father-in-law was also in the Army, and he was also a code listener. I'm forgetting now what the title is. You can probably tell me. You probably just did, and I missed it, there in Vietnam. And he had some real interesting stories, which I unfortunately cannot remember. But you know, he does tell the story of a time or two about the radio direction finding, and they were able to locate the station, of course, just using the same techniques we do with fox hunting and whatnot. And interesting fellow to talk to. I'm sorry I can't remember the stories any better, but yeah, it's always nice to interesting to meet folks like yourself and see the things that they've been involved in. Let's see. Any other check-ins tonight or rechecks? This is N7IBV. Go ahead.
No, I'll change your mind to a comment. K3FR.
KD4RVE. Kilo Quebec 4, Charlie Victor Foxtrot, no comments.
Kilo Victor 4, X-ray Zulu, no comments.
Yeah, this is KD4RVE, just checking in to say hi and letting everyone know I'm still around. Just been busy with school and I had some health issues. Doctors couldn't find out what's wrong, so I guess I'm okay for the time being, but, yeah, I've been just having a little difficulty speaking, and I get tired easily, so that's why I haven't been on the radio that much. Nothing else going on, just reading about ACC4FM, just found a couple of fusion repeaters near me, and I'm thinking of buying a ACFT70DR. That's all I have for the NIN, and I think I heard someone I was trying to check in maybe on Echo Link, so I'll turn it back to net control from KD4REE.
Okay, Sammy. Hopefully you get feeling better there, and things work out okay for you there. Thanks so much for checking in tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. And like I say, Mark, good hearing from you too. Let's see, where am I? I need to go up to Ron with a comment there. K3FR and 7IVD.
7IVD, K3FR. Why don't you take the others before me and get that other check-in off of EchoLink. Over.
Okay, did I miss somebody else on EchoLink and 7IVD? Go ahead.
Kilo Victor 4, X-ray Zulu, via EchoLink, in and out.
Oh, okay, KV4XZ. Oh, hi, Matt. Haven't heard you from ages. Yeah, good deal. I hope things are going well for you down there in central Texas, so to speak. I've been watching the weather. Always do. My folks live in Nacogdoches, as you probably remember, but most everybody doesn't. So anyway, good hearing from you. Thanks for checking in. I think that's all we have. So, Ron, go ahead. K3FR and 7IVV.
Okay, and 7IVV and K3FR. Very good. And thank you for taking the net tonight, Brad. Well, and also congratulations for your son on him passing both tech and general in one session. That's great. That really is super. I remember when I ran the YMU, I was the Utah section manager, and it was our job to host the YMU Hamfest. We did have a fellow who came over from Germany. This was right at the time that they were having reciprocal licenses available fairly easy, and you could get an American license if you were licensed foreign. He came over from Germany, and he sat down and he passed all of the tests. He did the novice at technician and general and extra all in one sitting, which was he did the technician and then the general and then the extra all in one sitting. It was very very exciting of that. Let's see, spiders, those cobwebs might be gone in the morning. Many spiders, Brad, have a habit of recycling their webs. They'll go and eat it, and use the materials. Reuse the materials tomorrow night to make a new cobweb. I don't think the golden orb though is one that does that, unless it's out in the open. Okay, intro to ham radio and the code. Well, I go back to the same time frame that Rich does, about 1959 was when I got my first license, but actually when I was about 10 years old, which would have put it 1955, my dad came home one night with a TG-10, that surplus.
Whiskey 4, Victor Foxtrot, Whiskey, disconnected.
And as far as this week, I committed the elements of my Fox Hunt Moxon to the hacksaw, and all I have to do is attach a connector. I've got to make a little mount to pull the two points together in the center and hook an SMA connector on, and then I'll make sure it's tuning properly. All I really have is just the gap space, the only thing that I can adjust on this. And then this weekend I start out with the Willing Warriors bike ride. I'm one of the spotters and communications providers for that on Saturday morning. And sometime after 2 o'clock I'll be turning the radio on. And I don't think I'm going to put a full heavy-duty effort in on the contest. Who knows? Maybe I'll change my mind and operate a little bit more seriously. But that's where we're going. We'll see everybody tomorrow night at the meeting. S7IVV, K3FR.
Okay, Ron, thanks for that. That Morse code machine, you said it was a tape. Was that a paper tape with punch a punch tape as it ran through there?
It was paper tape, yes. It was about a quarter inch wide or so, 3/8 of an inch wide. But it wasn't punched. What it was actually pen and ink. The signals went one way or the other and interrupted a photoelectric beam. Over. That's a TG-10, Tango Golf Dash 10. Look it up on the internet.
Okay, because, yeah, I'd forgotten about the machine that my dad had acquired from I don't know where or how long he'd had it. See, my dad had a La Novice ticket back before, I guess it was before he got married or right about the time he got married in 1958. And then once he got more serious again down the road in 1975-ish, he redid everything, got his general. But I remember having I think he could practice the sending too, but mostly it was just a device for listening and learning. But it had a punched tape, and I think what it did, I seem to think it was a half inch wide, but now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know why it would have been. That's an awful lot of paper. But it was making a physical contact. I mean, it was just, when it ran across the hole or the dash or whatever, it would make contact and then, do the tone. And I spent a lot of time with that learning, and I wonder if my dad even still has it. I'd forgotten about it the last time I was home. I'll have to ask. Anyway, folks, thanks all for checking in. It's been interesting. We'll have to do it again sometime. Look forward to seeing all of you tomorrow evening. And everybody, especially those who know code, will need your skills for the Cold War Memorial activity, because code, of course, was what was used so much of the time back there and during the Cold War for doing this kind of eavesdropping on the other guys. And I'll see if maybe I can't dust off my code skills. I don't know if I'd be good enough to try and run one of the operating positions during an activity like we're going to be doing, but we'll see. Anyway, last call for any comments, N79BB.
One more comment, K3FR.
Yep, go ahead.
That was probably what's called an instructograph. An instructograph code machine. Over.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to check that out. All right. Well, let's bring this to a close. Thanks, everybody, for checking in tonight. This has been the FARA, General Information Service Net, that we hold every Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time. If anybody has any questions or about the net or about our club or FARA, the association, please see our website at w4va.org. Or you can send an email to faranet@w4va.org. Stand by. Okay, this is N7IVV closing the FARANET and returning the repeater to normal use. Have a pleasant evening and a good tomorrow. 7-3.
Kilo, Victor, 4, X-ray, Zulu, disconnected. Whiskey, Delta, 8, Alpha, Juliet, Quebec, connected to W4VA.
WDAQCM, WDAQCM, this WDAJQ. WDAQCM, WDAQCM, this WDAJQ. This is WD8AJQ, clear.
Skeet off.